Blog Talk Radio.
Everything, it's a every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear
and somebody curse, you know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. This seventies, captivity is taking hold upon me. You're frightened and now we flee for fallen leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we are fallen victims to the lies of your root. Pray and pursue rebellious of the sign, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth. God's word is the truth. God decreases the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling the Sam. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon is so astounding and gave us the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but it's the turnstile. God's not be set the truth. Things straight, praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing gate, exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape, and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. He adore God, magnify God, his grace.
Oh, yeah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Moray Isha Yisrael of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you Nothing But the Truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone listening in our internet audience, for we know that the only reason that you are tuned into our program is for your great fear and love towards the mighty Yah. And we're going to speak about this Yah today. Who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, and the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel in the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Yahweh is an Elohim of truth. Yahweh is the Elohim of mercy. And we're going to discuss Yahweh's mercy and truth. And I'm going to show you a cold, hard fact, something that we all need to understand and all need to see. There is only one way to obtain Yahweh's mercy. If you go to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, and we'll read in verse 4. It states, Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You want mercy from Yahweh? You want to know how to obtain Yahweh's mercy? Then you have to be a commandment keeper. Even in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, verse 20, it states, and Yahweh said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and will see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. Abraham stood yet before Yah. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. And thou, will thou also destroy and not spare the place of the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And Yahweh said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And what is this letting us know? That Yah has mercy on the righteous, and the righteous do his law. The righteous keep his commandment. He would even spare an entire city of wicked people because 50 righteous people lived in it. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to Yahweh, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, there lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I will find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke unto him yet again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. He said unto him, oh, let not Yah be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there be found 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to the master. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not Yahweh be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And Yahweh went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Where Yahweh is letting us know that he is merciful. Even if there's 10 righteous in the city, he would refrain from destroying it just for 10's sake. That's Yah's mercy on the righteous. This has nothing to do with the wicked. And as you can see, the 10 don't die for the wicked. 10 are not killed and are not made a sacrifice for the wicked, but it is by the righteousness of these 10 that saves a city. If you even go to the book of Ecclesiastes, I believe I want the 7th chapter. And in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, start reading in the 19th verse, where it states, "Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city." Letting you know, even wisdom is stronger than even 10 men. Because wisdom is what one needs in order to have righteousness. You could be one righteous, wise man stronger than 10 wicked soldiers. Yet Yahweh will be with you and not with these wicked people. Because you're a command keeper. And this is what Yahweh deems to be necessary to receive his mercy. If you also look in the book of Exodus, the 35th chapter. In Exodus 34, it says verse 5, it says, "And Yahweh descended into the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yahweh. Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will be by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and on the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation." Yahweh, his mercy extends unto the thousands, even extends unto the children of the righteous. Why else do you think Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob must be remembered? Look in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. "For all iniquities are grievous in Yah's sight. All Yahweh requires us to do is keep his commandments. And one of his commandments is that we humble ourselves and confess that we have walked contrary unto him." In Leviticus, the 26th chapter, the 37th verse, it says, "And they shall fall upon one another, as it were before a sword. When none pursueth, and ye shall have no power to stand before enemies." This is one of the things that is happening and has happened in is going on because of our transgressions. We're falling before our enemies and have no power before them. "And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up, and they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity, in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers, shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity, Yahweh said, if you confess your iniquity and the iniquity of your fathers with their trespasses, which you have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, that I has also walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humble, and then they accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Yaakov, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. He'll have mercy on his servants, Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, because he made a covenant with them, and he promised that their seed shall inhabit the land, and that he will be their Elohim. But we need to humble ourselves. He said, if our uncircumcised hearts be humbled, then he'll hear our cry. But he's not going to hear us if we're not humble. The mercy is not extended to the wicked. Look what the Creator lets you know in the book of Micah, the 7th chapter. Starting at the first verse, where it reads, woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the great gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among them. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. Most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall there be perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father. The daughter rises up against the mother. The daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. And as I taught you earlier, before, this spirit that we just read about was delivered by the Christ of the New Testament. He came and he said he came to do exactly this, to set men at variance in their own household, mother against daughter, father against son. A man's foe shall be of his own house. And Yahweh prophesied that this would be the situation. Why? Because his people have refrained from keeping the law. Verse 7, therefore will I look unto Yahweh. I will wait for the Elohim of my salvation. My Elohim will hear me. This is the attitude we got to have. Because the wicked is going on, we have to look to Yah. We can't look to our brother. We can't look to our sister. We can't look to our own wife. Yah said, even keep your mouth from the one that lies in your bosom. You got to wait for Yah, Elohim of your salvation. Yahweh will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I fall. I shall arise when I sit in darkness. Yahweh shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of Yahweh, because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, where is Yahweh thy Elohim? As our people say unto us, mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets in the day that thy walls are to be built. In that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also shall he come even to thee from Assyria and from the fortified cities and from the fortress, even to the river and from the sea to sea and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doings. Let you know this destruction and all the wicked of the earth that have made it desolate, they all have their day when Yahweh comes. Verse 14, feed thy people with the rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitary in the wood, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old. According to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, I show unto him marvelous things. What is he talking about? He's letting you know that the captivity that we're going to come out of, he's going to show us marvelous things, just like as we came out of the land of Egypt. The nations, not Egypt, but the nations shall see and be confounded. All their might, they shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of Yahweh Elohim and shall fear because of thee. Who is an Elohim like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He's passing by the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance. Not all of his heritage, but the remnant of his inheritance. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Yaakov and mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. These things will happen not because of our righteousness, but because of the oath that he made to his servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And all we have to do is humble ourselves, seek Yahweh, seek meekness, and seek righteousness. Seek how to be prepared for the coming of the Most High. But if you want to be haughty and lifted up and too good for anybody, then the mercy will pass by you. The Almighty let us know, even in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, the 8th verse. He reads, he showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of you? This is what he requires of you. This is not an option for you if you say you fear Yah. But to do justly, to do right, that's what justly is. You're required to do right, to do righteousness, to love mercy, not to love being mean, not to love being short and sharp with others, not to love being arrogant, but to love mercy. And what is mercy? Mercy is kindness. Kindness. You have to love mercy and walk humbly with the Elohim. How are you going to want mercy from Yah, but you refuse to be merciful? And Israel refuses to be merciful. The Most High says, said in the book of Malachi. I'm sorry, Zephaniah. The second chapter. And before you go there, no, let's go there. Zephaniah, the second chapter. Where it reads in the first verse, gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree go forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you, gather yourself together. And why? Because this is what Yahweh told you to do. You don't got to figure out what does it mean and why does he want it at this time. You just got to do what Yahweh said. See, there's a scripture that says, hearken to me, ye that tremble at the word of Yah. Not ye that try to break down and analyze and decipher the word of Yah, but you that tremble at the word of Yah. Many people try to break down the word, figure out Yah's word, try to understand and understand that, when they really just trying to figure out how not to do the law, find a way not to keep Yah's commandment. But Yah said, hearken to me that tremble at his word. Yahweh said, gather yourselves together. You should tremble at it and see how I need to do this thing. Let's gather together. He said in verse 3, seek ye Yahweh. You gather together and seek Yahweh. All ye meek of the earth, not all prideful of the earth, not all froward of the earth, not all mean folk of the earth, but the meek of the earth, which have wrought, which means do, which have done, which does Yahweh's judgment. What is Yah's judgment? Yah's judgment is his word. All of his ways are judgment. If you're not doing all Yah's ways, you're not doing his judgment. Seek righteousness, meaning look for it, study it, find it out, apply it to your life. Seek righteousness. What is righteousness? It's the right thing. What's the right thing? The right thing is the word of Yah. Seek meekness. Again, this humility, this meekness. And why? It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And you think being hid in the day of Yah's anger is void of mercy? No, that's all mercy. Being hid in Yah's anger, do you understand what Yah's anger looks like? And then you tell me if this is mercy from the Creator. Here in the book of Amos, let's see what Yah's anger looks like. Hold on a second. In the book of Amos, verse chapter 5. Because some of us are not understanding what Yah's anger looks like. In Amos, the 5th chapter, I want to start at the 18th verse. It says, woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. To what end is it for you? And he's letting you know, like, why are you waiting for Yah to come? Why are you desiring the day of Yah? Do you know what it is? The day of Yahweh is darkness and not light. it's not going to be a day that you're going to be jumping for joy and happy and yoo-hoo. He said, it's a day of darkness and not light. Verse 19, as if a man did flee from a lion. Imagine, you actually ate it. You ran from a lion. You ran away from the king of the jungle. As if a man did flee from a lion and you thought you were safe and a bear met him. Or went into the house and leaned on his hand on the wall and the serpent bit him. Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? Why do you desire this type of situation? And you think if you are hid in this time, that it is not mercy, it is nothing but mercy. The day of Yah is no escape of trouble. And if Yahweh hides you in that day, that's all mercy. So Yah said to gather ourselves together. But we don't have mercy. Yah said, you must love mercy. But do we listen to the Most High? No. Look in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. It says in verse 20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. What does that mean? You not better than nobody. Nobody's better than you. You not better than anybody else. That means Noah sinned. That means Moses sinned. That means Daniel sinned. That means Enoch sinned. That means Elijah sinned. That means Daniel sinned. That means Job sinned. That means David sinned. That means Abraham sinned and Isaac and Jacob. They all sinned. Yahweh said, there is not a just man upon earth that does good and sins not. Everybody sins. Everyone does. And why aren't you gathering yourselves together? Because you don't love mercy. Yahweh said, love mercy. And if you loved kindness the way Yahweh loved kindness, then you wouldn't say, I can't gather with them because they sin, because they wicked, because they evil. And you're talking about your own flesh and blood. Israel don't want to gather together because they talk about their own flesh and blood and claim that they're too good to gather with one another. But there's not a just man on earth that does good and sins not. Also, verse 21, take no heed unto all the words that are spoken, saying, don't listen to everything you hear. Lest thou hear your servant curse thee. Because if you listen to everything you hear, you don't hear somebody you don't expect, somebody you expect nothing but honor and respect from, even curse you. Your own friend, your own servant, your own mama, your own brother, your own sister, your own wife, your own husband, your own daughter, your own son. They will curse you. Your friends will curse you. For oftentimes, and this is why you don't take heed to it, for oftentimes also your own heart knoweth that you thyself likewise has cursed others, because you're not better than anybody else. We're not better than anybody else. You done cursed somebody, and somebody done cursed you. You done spoke evil, and somebody else done spoke evil. And Yahweh said, love, mercy, gather yourselves together, O nation, not desire. You see, the condition of our people today, you have to literally look and see what's going on in this world, in this very country, in America, in the way they treat the children of Yahweh. Maury Elisha used to say, it is so horrible that it can make a brass monkey cry. And is it not that horrible? Are not our people terrorized by the police? Are not our people terrorized by the European citizens of this land? Did not our people suffer through chattel slavery, Jim Crow, and lynchings, and police killings, and mass imprisonment, and food poisonings, and water poisonings, and miseducation, and all the other atrocities that they commit upon us every day? Yet, you'd rather be around your enemy because you're not hearing the word of Yah, which said to love mercy. Hear Yah's word and love mercy. Because if you do, you can gather yourself as Yahweh told you to. And you can be hid as Yahweh said you would. Look in the book of Psalms 91. But yet, as I said, Yahweh said, hearken to me, ye that tremble at Yah's word. And many of us are not trembling at the word of the Creator. And in the book of Psalms, the 91st chapter, verse 1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Is not the secret place of the Most High a hiding place? Is not the shadow of the Almighty a hiding place? Verse 2, I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge. Do not you seek refuge to be hid from trouble? Why else do you think all these people are attempting to cross the border of the Mexican border to the United States? Why aren't a mass movement of Canadians seeking to come across the Canadian American border? Because in Canada, they're not being shot down by drug cartels. They're not being persecuted by war, as you have happening in some countries, in some places south of the U.S. border. They're not living in abject poverty in Canada. They don't have an NBA basketball team in Mexico. They have one in Canada. They're not suffering like the Mexicans are, and the El Salvadorians are, and the Ecuadorians are. They're not seeking refuge in Canada. They're seeking refuge from their homeland because it's worse there for them than it would be here, they thought anyway. You don't seek refuge when you're safe. You seek refuge when you need to be hid. And Yahweh is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim. In him will I trust. You don't trust in man. Yahweh said he loves mercy. You should love mercy. And why? Because if you trust in the Most High, he'll bring you mercy. He'll be kind to you. Verse 3, surely he that deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. You can't have Yah's mercy without Yah's truth. If you're not keeping the commandments, which is the word of the Most High, how else are you dealing with truth? Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, because you're hid. And the only way you can be hid is if you hearken to the Almighty. You're not going to be hid if you don't hearken to Yah. You're not going to be delivered if you don't hearken to the Most High. Look what the Creator let us know in the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, Some buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Why will he do this? He gave David sure mercies because David was a flawed man, because every man is flawed, which means every man sins. But even David received sure mercies. And you receive this covenant by being humble, by hearing Yahweh, by doing his law, the sure mercies of David. And let me even show you what they look like in the book of 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter. Look what it says in verse 5. It states, "Go and tell my servant David, thus saith Yahweh, shall thou build a house to me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt. Even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked, with all the children of Israel, spoke I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me a house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time, and as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have cursed thee, and caused thee to rest from all thine enemies. Also Yahweh telleth thee that he will make thee a house, and when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom, and he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever for thee. Thy throne shall be established forever, according to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David." And what is the mercy that he's shown David? He established David to have a kingdom forever, that his sons would be part of his kingdom forever. And if his sons committed iniquity, they'd be corrected by the stripes of men, but yet the mercy will not depart. This is the mercy that Yah extends to his servants that hearken unto him. Even look in the book of Psalms 89. In Psalms 89, verse 34, or let's start at verse 33. He says, "Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as the faithful witness in heaven, Selah." Why? Because Yahweh said his mercy will be an everlasting covenant. The covenant of David is the covenant of the mercies of David. You want the mercy of the Most High. And how do you get it? By hearkening to him, by following his commandments. Case in point is in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th, the 18th chapter. In Ezekiel chapter 18. And what is mercy and truth? Mercy is kindness, and truth is the word of Yahweh. And let's look at this here in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 18, verse 20, where it reads, "The soul that sins, it shall die. The son shall not be, bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him." Meaning what? If my father is a murderer, I'm not going to die because he's a murderer and I'm good and I'm righteous and I never commit murder, never put my hand with any murder, never walked in the ways of evil, but I'm a righteous person. But my father's a murderer, then my father will die for his iniquity. I'm not going to die because he's a murderer. Christ didn't die because you're a murderer. That's a lie that they showed you, that they told you. You cannot have anybody die for your own wickedness. But Yah said in verse 21, "But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die." Is that not mercy? Yahweh did not differentiate of what kind of wicked. He said, if the wicked is the murderer, the wicked is the robber, the wicked is the defrauder, the wicked is the homosexual, the wicked is all of the wicked, whatever wickedness it may be. If you turn from the wicked, from all of your sins he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. How is that not mercy? He had not one point said that you need to bow down to Christ, or that you need to pray five times a day as the Muslims. You don't need to do any of those things but turn to the Most High. Is that not mercy? Is that too hard to do? Apparently it has been, because we have many of our people not doing so. But yet, Yah said all his transgressions that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith Yahweh Elohim, and not that he should return from his ways and live? And why? Because Yahweh is merciful. He is that kind that if you put down the evil today, you put it down today, and you committed yourself to Yahweh today, he's not going to mention all of the wicked that you did. And that's merciful. And Yah to us to love mercy. But we cannot let anything go. Our people keep on bringing up what we did yesterday. I'm trying to be better. Yeah, but yesterday you wasn't better. Why are we talking about yesterday? Let's talk about today. Yahweh said he's not going to mention it. Who are we to mention someone's sins that they turned from and Yahweh won't even mention them? Are we judge over Yah? No, we're not. But yet, we're not loving mercy. And look in the book of Psalms. Psalms 119. Verse 64. The earth, O Yahweh, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statute. You wouldn't be able to exist on this earth if it wasn't because of Yah's mercy. The earth is full of Yah's mercy. Yahweh allows the earth to grow forth fruit every season. You wouldn't be able to survive if Yahweh didn't let the trees flourish, the herbs grow. You wouldn't be able to survive if Yahweh didn't allow the sun to shine, the moon to shine, the wind to go on its courses. There would be no survival. The earth is full of his mercy. Look in Psalms 119. Verse 142, where it reads, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Yah's law is the truth. How in the world are you going to receive the mercy of the Most High and you don't walk in his law? And he already let us know that the commandment keepers are the ones that receive the mercy. He shows mercy unto the thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. That's how you get mercy. Yahweh said he will be merciful to whom he will be merciful to. And he says with the merciful, he will show himself merciful. But how are you going to be merciful, filled with mercy, if you do not keep the commandments? Look in the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter. The 6th verse, it states, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. Yahweh, how many times does he have to give us the formula to salvation until we understand? By mercy and truth, iniquity is cleansed, meaning by kindness. And the first person you should show kindness to is yourself. Yourself. You don't show kindness to yourself when you eat swine, when you eat blood, when you lay down with that man or woman and you're not married. You don't show kindness to yourself when you curse your brother, when you curse Israel, when you refrain from helping the poor. As a matter of fact, look in Psalms, the 40th chapter. Psalms 41. Psalms 41, verse 1. It reads, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Yahweh will deliver him in the time of trouble. Yahweh will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies." Why? Because he considered the poor. And what is doing? What is that? That's mercy. Does not Yahweh always consider the poor? Yes, he does. Yahweh has laws that are made so that you will consider the poor. You don't even have to think about it. Just do the law and you'll be helping the poor. You'll help the disadvantaged. You'll help the ones that need your help. If you just do the law, you don't have to make up any kind of way. You don't have to form a new organization. You don't have to come up with a new style. Just do the law. Yahweh said this, his law is the truth. And if you do it, you will receive mercy. Why? Because Yahweh loves them that keep the commandments. And the law is the truth. Feeding the poor is not a voluntary thing that the commandment keepers do. Feeding the poor, considering the poor, is the law. That is part of Yah's ways. When you do Yah's ways, you become merciful. You become kind. Look in the book Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. Yahweh took all the thinking out of it. He gave you a road map. All you got to do is follow it. And then your thoughts will be beautiful instead of corrupted. But we don't follow Yah's road map. We go off the road and we land in a bunch of treachery and pridefulness and destruction. And then we're crawling and crying and scraping to get back to the road and to the path of Yah. Once we done been down that treacherous path, now all of a sudden we want to get back to the Most High. But that's also the word of Yah. But in Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, the 23rd verse, it says, "Thus saith Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understands and knoweth me, that I am Yahweh, which exercise loving kindness," that's mercy, "judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith Yahweh." Yah delights in loving kindness. Yah delights in judgment. Yah delights in righteousness. How are you going to get mercy from the Most High and you're not doing that which he delight in? We want to know where all our problems and all our discomforts coming from and all our uneasiness is coming from. We're not delighting in the Most High. Also in Jeremiah, the 4th chapter, the 1st verse, it reads, "If you will return, O Israel, saith Yahweh, return unto me. And if you will put away thine abominations out of my sight, then thou shalt not remove. And thou shalt swear, Yahweh liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory." You have to live where Yahweh live. Yahweh live in truth. If you don't live in truth, then you live in a lie. And if you live in a lie, you living in a place that Yahweh hates. And why does Yahweh hate liars? He hates liars because he said he hates liars. In Proverbs, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse, what did Yahweh say? He said, these 6 things doth Yahweh hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue. He don't like that. He hates it. So the lies, the iniquities, the commandment breakers, Yahweh doesn't dwell with this. Yahweh dwells with truth, with righteousness, with judgment. This is where Yah dwells. This is where Yah lives. This is what Yah's delighted in. This is what Yahweh is looking for. And this is how you receive mercy. Also, look in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Because we're dealing with mercy and the truth. Because you can't have one without the other. Jeremiah 30. Verse 17 says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith Yahweh. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon her own heap. And the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Yeah, Yahweh is going to heal. Yahweh is going to deliver. Yahweh is going to rebuild. Yahweh is going to have mercy. But how do you get this mercy? How are we going to receive this mercy? By being relentless and angry and forward and nasty? No, but by loving mercy. That's keeping the word of Yah. Yahweh has a commandment, has a law. He has rules. And go to the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. The basic foundation to getting along is in the law. If we can't do this, then what can we do? In Leviticus, the 19th chapter, the first verse says, and Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel. Say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am holy. And then he goes on to show you how you can be holy. You shall fear every man, his mother, and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Yeah, you're supposed to fear your mother and your father. Every person. There's not a person that should not be fearing their father and their mother and keeping the Sabbath. Turn ye not to idols, nor make to yourselves molded gods. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. And then also, look in verse 11, where he says, you shall not steal, nor deal falsely, neither lie to one another. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall you profane the name of thy Elohim. I am Yahweh. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him the wages of him that is the hired. Shall not abide with thee all night till the morning. Things that we constantly refuse to do. Yah said, don't steal, don't deal falsely, and don't lie to one another. And that's what divides us repeatedly. Why don't you talk to them, man? They lied to me. Why don't you deal with them, man? They stole from me. Verse 14 says, Thou shalt not curse to death. Meaning, why would you speak ill against somebody that can't hear? They can't even hear you. And you're going to speak ill against them? They can't even hear what, they don't even know what you're doing. They don't even realize you cursing them. And don't put a stumbling block before the blind. How wicked can you be to just take advantage of somebody that is disadvantaged? But thou shalt fear thy Elohim. I am Yahweh. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Ye shall not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. Meaning you shouldn't favor the poor just because they're poor. If they did wrong, they did wrong. And you shouldn't honor the rich just because they're rich. If they did wrong, they did wrong. Everybody receives the judgment that Yahweh expressed that they should receive. You don't let the rich live even though he murdered. You don't let the poor live even though he raped. The judgment is the same, whether rich or poor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am Yahweh. A talebearer spreads lies. A talebearer reveals secrets. A talebearer dissembles. And this is not how we should be behaving. This is not showing mercy. This is not keeping the law. This is not walking in truth. Yet many of our people are talebearing and bearing tales and hearkening to talebearers and allowing this to divide them from Yahweh's people. This is not the way of Yah to be a talebearer. That is the way of wickedness. And you cannot receive mercy if you're talebearing. You cannot receive mercy if you're standing against the blood of your neighbor. And how do you stand against the blood of your neighbor? You stand against the blood of your neighbor when you give him up to the murderers, the ones that seek his blood. Do you think that these wicked government officials are not out for the blood of your husbands? Yet you'll call the police on your husband just to make yourself win the argument. You'll call the police on your neighbor just because you feel you better than them. And do you see what the police are doing to your people? You cannot stand against the blood of your neighbor. Verse 17 says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. And I oftentimes hear people quoting the last part of that law where it says you shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor. We love to rebuke somebody, but we ignore the first part, which is you're not allowed to hate your brother. You're not allowed to harbor ill feelings towards your brother. You're not allowed to despise your family. That's against the law. And hate means to reject. You're not allowed. You're not permitted. You're not given the permission to reject your people. When you do this, you're breaking the law. You're rejecting the truth. You're ignoring Yah's word. And when Yah say, gather yourselves together, and you say, I'm not gathering with them, you're breaking the law. Why aren't you gathering? I don't like them. What you mean? I reject them. I can't be around them. You're not allowed to do that. Yahweh, your father, your Elohim, your creator, did not allow you to do such a thing. So what am I supposed to do, Moray Isha? I mean, they was talking bad about me. Well, Yahweh said, don't hearken to every word that is spoken. Because if you do, you'll hear even your servant curse you. For your heart knows that you yourself have cursed others. Yeah, they talked about you yesterday. But you fear Yahweh. You love Yahweh. And you going to go and love Yah and love Yah's people because he said so. Not because they look good. Not because they love you. But because you love Yahweh. It ain't even about them. It ain't about her. It ain't about me. It ain't about anybody but Yahweh. You're not allowed to hate your brother. Then he says in verse 18, thou shalt not avenge. You're not allowed to avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So don't even think that you have an allowance to take your anger out on your people. See, this is what I'm saying. You really don't got to think. You just got to do this law. You really don't have to think about it. Just do this law. You start thinking about it when you're not doing the law. Well, how am I not supposed to avenge? How am I not supposed to bear no grudge? I mean, they tried to get at me. They did this. They did that. They did that. They did this. Yahweh said, you're not allowed to avenge. Yahweh said, you're not allowed to bear a grudge. He said, you should love your neighbor as yourself. So what are you supposed to do when there's an issue? If you want mercy and truth to establish you, this is what you do. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter. This is how holy people should behave. This is not how America behaves. This is not how Canada behaves. This is not how your friends behave. This is how holy people shall behave. In Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, we'll start reading at verse 8, where it states, if there arise a matter too hard for you in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gates, and then thou shalt arise and get thee up into the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose, and thou shalt come unto the priests, the Levites, and unto the judge shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. Yeah, you're not supposed to take these matters into your own hands. You can't figure it out. You and this other person or this party and that party, y'all can't figure it out. It's too hard for you. The law isn't making sense to you. Don't worry. Don't even take a vengeance. Don't hold a grudge. Don't hate anybody. Just go to the leaders. Go to the priests. Go to the judges. And where are they? Didn't More Ashiah teach earlier in the week about the sanctuary? Let me show you. Hold this because we're going to go back to this. Hold this Deuteronomy 17. But go to Psalm 73. It was taught earlier in the week about the sanctuary. And in Psalm 73, verse 17, it states, until I went into the sanctuary of Elohim, then I understood their latter end. You got to go to the sanctuary of the Most High. There's another scripture that says the way of Yah is in the sanctuary. You don't have to worry about making it up yourself. The way of Yahweh is in the sanctuary. Go to Deuteronomy, back to Deuteronomy 17. There's an old saying that says, don't reinvent the wheel. You ain't got to make it up. Yahweh got it covered. In Deuteronomy 17, In verse 9 it says, "And thou shalt come unto the priest, the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire. And they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. And thou shalt do according to the sentence which they of that place which Yahweh shall choose shall show thee. And thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee, according to the sentence of the law which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee. Thou shalt do, thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee, to the right hand or to the left." Why? Because what the leaders have showed you from the law of Yah is the word of Yahweh. Now, if they're not showing you the law of Yah, you obviously didn't go to Yahweh's servants. But this law is telling you to go to Yah's servants, to Yah's messengers. And verse 12 says, "And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister before Yahweh thy Elohim, or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear and fear, and do no more presumptuously." What does this mean? It means that Yahweh has a capital sentence, a death sentence, if you don't listen to the word of Yah, which he has judged. You have a controversy between your brother. Your brother and you are in a controversy. You believe your brother stole from you. Your brother say he didn't steal. You go to the judge. The judge hears the matter, as the judge should, according to the word of Yah. And the judge deems that your brother stole and must repay twice as much. And your brother refuses. He can die for that from Yahweh. A lot of people today are walking around with a death sentence on their head. Why? Because they forsook truth. They forsook mercy. Do you understand that people in this land today of Babylon, they go to prison for stealing? And then you and I, through our tax dollars, pay for them to live there. Pay for them to be rehabilitated. Pay for them to eat. And they ain't gave you nothing. But Yahweh, he says, they got to restore you. Double. And what they stole, depending on what they stole, is what they got to restore. These judgments are righteous. These judgments are merciful in their truth. But if you forsake Yah's judgment, you will die. Because Yahweh does not extend mercy to the wicked. But we would like to think that it's okay to forsake the word of Yah. It's okay to behave like unrighteous people. It's okay to sick the dogs on our people. It's okay to hit our people. No, it's not okay. That's not mercy. That's not truth. That's not righteousness. That's not how Yahweh operates. Let me show you what Yahweh said in Proverbs 28. 13, where it reads, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth them and forsaketh them shall have mercy." That's how you receive mercy. Again, Yahweh says, Proverbs 20 and 28. Because this is how mercy enters into your life. Not by forsaking the Creator, not by ignoring the Most High, but by accepting him. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. How else will you be preserved if it was not for mercy and truth? Go to Psalms 136. And what have we been discussing? Mercy and truth. Truth is the word of Yah. It is his commandment. And Yahweh said, he extends mercy into the thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. If you want mercy, if you want salvation, because he's not saving the wicked. Yahweh's not coming to save the wicked. Now, if you are Hebrew Israelite and you are alive at the time of the deliverance of the children of Israel from captivity, yes, you will leave this place. But no, you will not go home. Because he said he purged the rebels. And I'm going to show you that. In Psalms 136, we'll start at the first verse. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good. And is he not? For his mercy endureth forever. This is why you got to serve Yah. There's no other Elohim. And there is no God whose mercy endureth forever besides Yah. Oh, give thanks unto the Elohim of Elohim, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Master of Masters, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. This should be a prayer that should be said every night, every end of the week, because how else did you make it if it wasn't for Yah's mercy that endures forever? And then go to Psalms 118. First verse, where it says, oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear Yahweh say that his mercy endures forever. Those that fear Yah will see his mercy endures forever. But look what Yahweh said in Isaiah, the 66th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 66, Yahweh says in verse 2, says, for all those things have my hand made, and all those things have been, saith Yahweh. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. If you don't tremble at the word of Yah, he don't even look at you. If you're not poor and contrite in spirit, he's not looking at you. But yet we have the audacity to not love mercy. In final scripture, I'm going to show you that you need this mercy. It's in the book of Amos. The 9th chapter. Verse 11. It says, in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, I will raise up his ruins. I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the heathen which are called by my name, saith Yahweh, that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I will plant them upon the land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of the land which I have given them, saith Yahweh thy Elohim. And is that not Yah's mercy? Is that not Yah delivering his people? But look what Yahweh says earlier in this chapter, in the 8th verse. He says, behold, the eyes of Yahweh Elohim are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith Yahweh. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all the nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All, that means all, the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. Yahweh is going to save his servants that keep his commandments, but if you're not among the commandment keepers, which is a very small amount of people, then Yahweh will not have mercy for you because you're not walking in truth. And there is not a person standing on earth today that can say they don't sin, because Yahweh's mercy endures forever. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Hallelujah and shalom.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul.
Praise to your holy name.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Sing praises to your holy name.
Bless Yah, all you witnesses. Do not forget his benefits. Forgive the iniquities, heal the diseases in my ligaments. The Redeemer and Creator. Me from dust, he know I make up. Merciful and slow to anger. Gracious, only one can save us. Yah, who satisfies my